This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Britain became more isolated Monday as countries fearing a rapidly spreading mutant strain of the coronavirus continued to close down travel from the country. Several countries have imposed bans on British commercial airline flights, automobile trips, and cross-channel trains and freight because of the rising international alarm. The mutant strain is considered more infectious and has flared in London and southern England. Some of the countries imposing travel bans include France, Germany, Italy, Switzerland, Poland, Belgium, Austria, Bulgaria, the Netherlands, Hong Kong, India, and Canada. In a press conference on Monday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged Britons to remain calm. He assured people most supplies are coming in and out of the country as normal. British Airways announced it will only allow travelers who test negative for the coronavirus to fly to New York City. The move was in response to calls from the state of New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio to ban air travel from Britain over the new virus strain. Cuomo made the announcement and called for Delta Airlines and Virgin Atlantic Airways to voluntarily agree to do the same. The outgoing U.S. Attorney General William Barr said Monday he sees no reason to appoint a special counsel on two key issues to President Donald Trump. That would be potential election fraud or the tax investigation into the son of President-elect Joe Biden. Barr said Monday in his final press conference that the investigation into Hunter Biden's financial dealings was being handled responsibly and professionally. Barr also told the AP in a previous interview that he has seen no evidence of widespread voting fraud, despite President Trump's claims to the contrary. This is VOA News. President-elect Joe Biden received a COVID-19 vaccination on live television Monday to convince Americans that the inoculation is safe. The president-elect received the Pfizer and BioNTech shot at a hospital in the U.S. city of Newark, Delaware. He said afterward, quote, "I'm doing this to demonstrate that people should be prepared when it's available to take the vaccine. There's nothing to worry about." His wife, Jill Biden, was administered a dose of the vaccine hours earlier at the same hospital, which is near the couple's Delaware home. Other U.S. leaders received their vaccinations last week, including Vice President Mike Pence, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Monday also brought the arrival of the second vaccine approved in the U.S. by Moderna. A nurse at a hospital in the U.S. state of Connecticut became one of the first people in the country to receive Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. The Moderna vaccine approval significantly boosts U.S. vaccination efforts. Another shot made by Pfizer and BioNTech was approved earlier this month. Pakistan cautioned rival India against any military aggression on Monday, Pakistan adding military action could spiral into a mutually destructive final battle between the nuclear-armed South Asian neighbors. The warning came from Pakistani Interior Minister Sheikh Rashid Ahmad a day after his government formally alleged in a letter to the United Nations that New Delhi was planning to stage a cross-border attack. The Interior Minister implicitly warned of a possible nuclear exchange with India in the event of a war. Security sources say the Pakistani military, Air Force, and Navy have been put on a high alert, including the Pakistani-administered part of Kashmir. The Indian government has not commented on Pakistani charges that it was plotting a military assault against the country. The disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir, most of which is administered by New Delhi, has sparked two of the three wars and several limited conflicts between India and Pakistan. The Justice Department has unsealed charges against a Libyan bomb maker in the 1988 explosion of a Pan Am flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. The attack killed 259 people in the air and an additional 11 on the ground. The charges were announced on the 32nd anniversary of the bombing and in the final news conference of Attorney General Barr's tenure. He had announced an earlier set of charges against two Libyan intelligence officials in his capacity as acting attorney general nearly 30 years ago. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.